søndag kl. 16-20 sender vi på hebraisk. Og man kan få meget mere at vide om Radio Shalom ved at gå ind på hjemmesiden. Den hedder www.radioshalom.dk. Og herfra kan man også lytte til udsendelserne, enten via en kategori eller en dato. Og her på Radio Shalom vil vi altid gerne høre fra lytterne. Enten så kan man sende os en mail. Her er adressen info@radioshalom.dk. Eller også kan man ringe til studiet. Telefonnummeret her er 35 85 86 11.
God aften og velkommen til Klassisk Forum. Det er Frank Ernesting og Sten Møller Sørensen, der er i studiet. Og god Hanukka. Vi er midt i den, så jeg har tænkt mig at lede efter noget tidligt til at fejre den med, men det vender jeg tilbage til. Først skal jeg anmelde Marc-André Hamelin. Er man nu begyndt at kalde ham? Jeg har altid kaldt ham Hamelin, som gæstede Diamanten den 27.11. Og hør, hvor ledes Diamanten selv omtaler ham. Canadieren Marc-André Hamelins enorme virtuositet og meget omfattende repertoire er nærmest skræmmende imponerende. Han gæster jævnligt Danmark som solist med blandt andet DR Radiosymfoniorkestret og det med fremragende anmeldelser. Berlingske Tidende, det er Søren Schauser, har betegnet ham som klodens kvikkeste pianist og beskriver en koncertoplevelse i 2012 i DR Koncerthuset således: de mest magiske, mest poetiske, flottest formede minutter i husets nyere historie. Selv vil jeg tilføje, at musikanmelderen fra Politikken, Michelsen, kalder ham den teknisk bedst funderede pianist i verden i øjeblikket. Allerede i 2000 skrev den New Yorker, Hamelins legende vil blive ved med at vokse. Lige nu er der ikke nogen som ham. Klaverbegavelsen optræder verden over, også som solopianist, og skaber magiske øjeblikke alene med et flygel, for eksempel i Wigmore Hall i London, The Celebrity Series i Boston, Carnegie Hall i New York, Theater de Champs-Élysées i Paris, Musikgebouw i Amsterdam, og så sent som i 2015 kunne han høres i Den Sorte Diamant. Nu er han tilbage i et varieret virtuos program med værker af klassikere. Og han skal være den første i rækken af koncerter med pianister i Diamanten, der strækker sig over 3 sæsoner. Jeg hørte udtalelser fra tilhører i pausen og bagefter koncerten. Det var: vi var fortabte, forgabte, klaveret spillede selv, det lød som et helt orkester. Det så ud som om han slet ikke rørte tangenterne. Han lavede håndspålæggelse på klaveret. Han gjorde stort indtryk overalt. Vores egen opfattelse, indtryk, er, at han er en komplet musiker. Han får 6 hjerter fra os. Mere kan man ikke få. Han er 100% til stede. Han er et hav af egne. Han har et hav af egne udtryksformer. Han tager ejerskab til alle de stykker, han spiller. Tydeligst, når han spiller Chopin. Det lyder ikke som den Chopin, jeg normalt hører, men klinger alligevel på en meget original måde. Og hvorfor skal Chopin altid lyde ens? Så han er simpelthen en komplet musiker. Vi skal høre ham spille Rachmaninovs sonate nummer 2 og Preludes, og bagefter i Franz Liszt's Ungarns Rhapsody nummer 2 med hans egen kadence.
Thank you.
Som jeg sagde i starten, skulle vi også besøge højtidens gemmer. Og hvad finder vi der? Vi finder Bernsteins 3. symfoni, Katty-symfonien. Er der noget mere jødisk end Bernsteins 3. symfoni, Katty-symfonien? Ja, jeg har svært ved at finde noget, der matcher det. Fortælleren er Yehudi Menuhin, og Carita Matilla er den kvindelige sanger. En videre medvirker, Orchestre Philharmonique de Radio France, under ledelse af Yutaka Sato, og der medvirker også flere kor.
Father, ancient, hallowed, lonely, disappointed father, betrayed and rejected ruler of the universe, angry, wrinkled old majesty, I want to pray. I want to say Kaddish. My own Kaddish. There may be no one to say it after me. So little time, as you well know. Is my end a minute away? An hour? Is there even time to consider the question? It could be here while we are singing that we may be stopped once for all, cut off in the act of praising you. But while I have breath, however brief, I will sing this final Kaddish for you, for me, and for all these I love here in this sacred house. To pray, and time is short. Yit Godal, Vehit Kadash Shma Rabba. Magnified. Sanctified. Be the great name.
Father, Shlama Rabba, may abundant peace descend on us. Amen. Great God, you who make peace in the high places, who commanded the morning since the days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, surely you can cause and command a touch of order here below on this one day's speck. Let us say again. Amen. Father, not with fear, but with a certain respectful fury. Do you not recognize my voice? I am that part of man you made to suggest his immortality. You surely remember, Father, the part that refuses death, that insists on you, divines your voice, guesses your grace, and always you have heard my voice. And always you have answered me with a rainbow, a raven, a plague, something. But now I see nothing. This time you show me nothing at all. Are you listening, Father? You know who I am, your image, that stubborn reflection of you that man has shattered, extinguished, banished. And now he runs free, free to play with his newfound fire, avid for death, voluptuous, complete, and final death. Lord God of hosts, I call you to account. You let this happen, Lord of hosts. You with your mana, your pillar of fire, you ask for faith. Where is your own? Why have you taken away your rainbow, that pretty bow you tied round your finger to remind you never to forget your promise? For lo, I do set my bow in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember my everlasting covenant. Your covenant, your bargain with man. Tin God, your bargain is tin, it crumples in my hand. And where is faith now? Yours or mine?
Thank you.
Father, I was mad with fever. Have I hurt you? Forgive me. I forgot you too are vulnerable. But yours was the first mistake, creating man in your own image, tender, fallible. Dear God, how you must suffer, so far away, ruefully eyeing your two-footed handiwork, frail, foolish, mortal. My sorrowful Father, if I could comfort you, hold you against me, rock you and rock you into sleep.
Thank you.
Rest, my father, sleep, dream. Let me invent your dream. Dream it with you as gently as I can, and perhaps in dreaming I can help you recreate your image and love him again. I'll take you to your favorite star, the world most worthy of your creation, and hand in hand we'll watch and wonder the workings of perfectedness. Kingdom of heaven, Father, just as you planned it. Every immortal cliché intact. Lambs frisk, wheat ripples, sunbeams dance. Something is wrong. The light flat, the air sterile. Do you know what is wrong? There's nothing to dream, nowhere to go, nothing to know. And these, the creatures of your kingdom, these smiling, serene, and painless people, are they too created in your image? You are serenity, but rage as well. I know, I have borne it. You are hope, but also regret. I know, you have regretted me, but not these, the perfected ones. They are beyond regret or hope. They do not exist, Father, not even in the light years of our dream. Now let me show you a dream to remember. Come back with me to the Star of Regret. Come back, Father, where dreaming is real and pain is possible. So possible, you will have to believe it. And in pain, you will recognize your image at last. Now behold my kingdom of earth, real life marvels, genuine wonders, dazzling miracles. Look, a burning bush, look, a fiery wheel, a ram, a rock. Shall I smite it? There it gushes, and I did it. I am creating this dream. Now will you believe? I have you, Father, locked in my dream, and you must remain till the final scene. Now, look up, high. What do you see? A rainbow which I have created for you. My promise, my covenant. Look at it, Father. Believe, believe. Look at my rainbow and say after me, magnified and sanctified be the great name of man. Hurt your eyes, I know, but don't close them now. Don't turn away. Look, do you see how simple and peaceful it all becomes once you believe? believe. However great your pain, I will help you suffer it. My rainbow lights the scene. The voices of your children call from corner to corner, chanting your praises. Wake up now, and the dawn is chilly. Thank you. is chilly. But the dawn has come. Father, we have won another day. We have dreamed our Kaddish and wakened alive. Good morning, Father. We can still be immortal, you and I, bound by our rainbow. That is our covenant, and to honor it is our honor. Not quite the covenant we bargained for so long ago at the time of that other first rainbow, but then I was only your helpless infant. Arms hard around you, dead without you, we have both grown older, you and I. And I am not sad, and you must not be sad. Unfurrow your brow, look tenderly again at me, at us, at all these children of God here in this sacred house, and we shall look tenderly back to you. O my Father, Lord of light, beloved Majesty, my image, myself, we are one, after all, you and I. Together we suffer, together exist, and forever will recreate each other. Recreate, recreate. Suffer and recreate each other.
jeg kender ingen speaker, der er så god som Yehudi Menuhin. Vi har 4 minutter tilbage. Vi kan lige høre lidt fra Preludes til Tristan og Isolde. Det er Sveriges Radiosymfoniorkester under ledelse af Daniel Harding. Og vi ønsker fortsat god Hanukkah. Det er Frank Hansen og Steen Møller Sørensen.